Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, Russia has restarted the Nord Stream 1 gas exports on schedule following a maintenance period. Europe had been afraid that Putin would keep the valve shut off, but Putin has definitely opened it up. But he's saying the flows may decrease. So Putin is definitely sending a message to Europe saying, look, you're dependent on Russian gas. We know you're dependent on Russian gas, and you've got to stop siding with the United States in all of these provocations and warmongering. And I predict Europe is going to cave. You know, European support for Biden's war against Russia is going to implode. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm very upset at you, Rivero. I spent so much time hacking your website to sell my pharmaceutical products, and the sales were abysmal. I reluctantly had to return control of the site to you.
Ah, well, I hate to be that way, but you know, there are certain products we do not allow to be advertised on the website, and certainly we don't allow hackers to come in and get free advertising, so shame on you.
And moreover, I missed a lot of rants from Tom from Little Havana, ranting about all the breakfast tacos flooding over the border. Hey, Mike, you got to make a public service announcement to your diverse audience. There's a new deadly strain of monkeypox out.
Okay.
It's called flaming monkeypox.
Okay.
So, try and make an announcement of that. Hey, Mike, you're really good in science. What's that word for the heat apocalypse hitting Europe now that causes people to spontaneously combust?
It's called summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's it. Summer. Yeah. That's right, Mike. Summer. Hey, you were talking about Rand Paul and Pete Buttigieg. First of all, Rand Paul, both of these people piss me off. Rand Paul, he goes in for so long now talking about gain of function, and you know this was made in Wuhan. Never talks about any of the people just dropping dead. If he really wanted to make a point, he'd start bringing people into these meetings who are having convulsions and can't walk, and people whose teenagers are all just crippled and stuff like that. And I think that would make a bigger point. And as far as
I agree, it would. In public hearings that are being televised, I think members of Congress just really wouldn't care.
Yeah, and the Pete Buttigieg, saying it's a benefit that, energy prices go up for all Americans. I mean, I felt like I just wanted to punch the guy right in the face. And they're doing this specifically to make you angry, like sending Admiral Rachel Levine and that bald-headed freak in a dress over to represent us for Bastille Day to France. I mean, you're just... It's just shameful what they're doing, just day in and day out. And talking about this energy crisis, what kind of executive orders do you think is going to come out? Biden wants to deal with climate change. I have no idea, except that I'm sure it's going to hurt people and make people's lives more miserable.
Oh, yeah, more regulation and more taxes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a shame. China, that's going to be a real big problem. I was reading about it. They're almost $10 trillion in debt. They have something like 87 cities with over 200 large property development projects. And these aren't like a small community in Florida or something. These are like skyscrapers and, small little cities that are underwater and, people just aren't paying their loans back. And
yeah,
China is suppressing
it's a big problem.
All these. Yeah, they're like violent demonstrations all over China that they're suppressing.
There's violent demonstrations all over the earth that are being suppressed and hidden by the corporate media. They don't want the American serfs to get uppity ideas.
Yeah, all over. But I've seen this in Japan, but without the violence, when the property market collapsed, and it was like 25 years of just recession. And when you meet people in Japan, how you doing? They'd always say in Japanese, keiki warui, which means economy is not good. And but I don't think recessions are anything to be afraid of. Personally, to me, it was really good because watching the property market collapse, it gave me the opportunity to pick up a couple properties, and watching food and everything else, go down, it was a lot better. Things were kind of crazy expensive when I first came to Japan 30 years ago, and now even with the yen collapsing, it's really improved my life significantly, as my income comes from American investments.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think, but talking about collapse, I think Europe might be first, and they're still trying to make people's lives miserable there. I mean, the EU, they're now saying, Belgium now, the EU and Belgium should collectively buy all arms, which is going to take all these other countries out of getting kickbacks, and they're going to try and nullify vetoes that nations have within the EU to veto anything, and they just want total control, and they're doing this.
Yep.
Well, as you say,
power is just as addicting as money.
Yeah, there's just demonstrations all over, everywhere, and they're still trying to get more control and squeeze people even harder. And but it could be a good opportunity, especially if the euro collapses. It's about parity almost with the U.S. dollar, but
yep.
I think there's a chance if the natural gas actually does stop, and entire European industry will collapse. There's no more cheap energy to compete globally. And I think there's a chance, believe it or not, that it could go down to 50 cents per dollar, and it could be a good opportunity to get the heck out of America and get a place somewhere in southern Spain if they loosen up on their vaccine policies. And,
yeah.
I haven't called you in a while. I've been busy on vacation and stuff, and hope Dustin's good. I hear Dustin went down to the New York City vaccination center, Mike, and they said, "What can we do for you, Dustin?" He says, "Well, what you got?" He goes, "Well, we got a Corona booster, we got the monkeypox vaccine, and we got this new experimental DNA changing vaccine that will come out for the pandemic that soon will be released during the upcoming midterm elections." Which will it be, Dustin? Well, if you throw in the myocarditis, some extendivite from my myocarditis, I'll take all three.
Yeah, it's about that.
Anyway, case. Mike, it's good talk. Good
all
talking
right,
to you. Talk to you
thanks
soon, my
an
man.
Thanks an awful lot, okay. Domo, and sayonara. And we're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't really particularly like being called a shill because I disagree with Trump. I've called in many times into the show about other things like oil, gas. I remember calling in 2020 whenever he announced that we were all non-essential. I thought our side was allowed to disagree and still be considered okay. I mean, if we can't disagree with something as horrible as the president is and horrible as Biden is, I don't know why I can't hate both of them. I don't understand that one. Our side can't comprehend it. It's like I can hate Trump and Biden at the same time. It just seems to not coexist too good in our side this time anymore. But I don't understand why I have to be a shill because I don't like Trump and I don't like Biden.
Okay. Well, your point is well taken.
All right. Thanks for the call. See ya.
All right. And we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I was just there's a couple interesting stories today that just shows how Putin is eating Europe and America and the New World Order's lunch. The first one is he's allowing gas to go to Europe, but only 20% of capacity. See, what he's doing is he's giving them just enough to get by, but not enough to like refill their tanks and get some a buffer. So in other words, he's keeping them right on the edge. So if they do anything, like if the war expands or if they don't, Ukraine doesn't act nice, he can shut it off, and they're not going to be, have all their tanks all back filled up again for a couple months.
Yes.
So that is brilliant. It's a good reminder of, like, who's got the power, too. And the other thing is, today they came out and said that they're going to have to take more of Ukrainian territory to offset the range of the HIMARS system.
Yes.
In other words, they're throwing it back, like, okay, so you want to give the Ukrainians these missiles that can travel, 50 miles, I think, but we're going to have to take 50 more miles of Ukrainian territory now to protect the properties that we've liberated. And I think that's brilliant, although I think they should just take all Ukraine all the way to the Dnieper anyway, and then leave
okay.
West Ukraine. But I just think that the best tactic to use in these kind of situations nowadays, especially, it's to turn like what they do against them. It's like a judo move is what Putin's been doing, and it's brilliant. I mean, everything that the West tries to do against the Russia backfires, and it's all because of the Putin, and just that they have a government that's actually smart and not full of a bunch of crazed lunatic ideologues, because
yeah.
That's what we do. We're being run by lunatic ideologues that have no feet in the rational, idea of common sense. I mean, it's really incredible. I mean, this whole climate change, destroy the country with the fuel. And I can't say I'm enjoying it, but there's something about, like, watching people, like, have to get the consequences of their politics that I actually enjoy. It's like, it's something, when Trump was president, he kind of illuminated everything,
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you got to see all the dirt. Now, he didn't do it as much as I wanted to clear it out, but you got to see the level of corruption. He really showed, put an illumination, whether it was just by accident or whatever. He really did get to see the swamp, And now you're getting to see the policies, what's the consequences of the policies of these crazed New World Order globalist fanatics, with their shutting energy down, their hatred of the American people, their vaccine mandates, all these things, the war against Russia, the demonization of Russia, the war against Christianity, the transgendered. You're getting the consequences in your face, America, now, of electing these politicians, mostly with Democrats. I'm not that I like the Republicans much more, because I can't stand the rhinos. I like
yes.
the MAGA people. But, if Trump's presidency was a matter of illumination, Biden's presidency is going to be a matter of consequences. People can talk all this nonsense, but go fill up your truck.
Yeah.
My neighbor voted for Biden. I'm like, well, how do you like it when you're filling up your truck? Oh, not much. What was wrong with Trump? Oh, he was just kind of brash and rude. I didn't like his bellicose talking. And I'm like, oh, okay, so go fill up your truck, get your vaccine, the mandated vaccine, or you can't work. And while you're at it, eat the bugs. Eat the
yeah.
bugs, everybody. So
yeah,
I guess I got a screw loose in that. I like to see people that the problem in this country is there's no accountability. The only people that are held to account in this country are white male Christians. Everybody else has a little bit of an angle on being held accountable, especially women. Women are never held accountable. And, of course, if you're a Democrat, you're not held accountable. If you're gay, you might be held accountable. And then but the point is the whole country's coming to be held accountable now. Everybody. You're being held to account for your politics, the people you voted for. The politics you supported, your global warming. Well, good luck as you're starving and eating the bugs. You wanted it when you supported all this stuff. So
we don't know what the American people supported because of the massive election fraud.
Well, no, and I'm not talking about there was massive election, and the American people wanted Trump, and you're 100% right. But I'm not talking about the people that voted for Trump. Although we're going to suffer morally, we're not culpable. But the people that, like I said, promote. It's like the Starbucks CEO having to like close all his Starbucks in all these like crime-ridden cities.
Yeah.
Well, what did this guy think of like heterosexual Christian men like me, nationalists? You know, what did he think about us? I've been boycotting Starbucks for 12 years. So there's about accountability, you know. And I'm just, in a way, I'm kind of like enjoying the apocalypse. Just the accountability part to it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like we need a lot vaccines, more accountability. That documentary we saw, The Plot Against the President, I mean, Devin Nunes really did a major blessing, if you will, to the country by bringing all of that out. And he endured a lot of abuse because of that.
Yeah, he's a good man, Devin Nunes.
Yes,
he is. And there's some good ones, but you get a guy like Barr that, and some of these others that are just the biggest rat traitors on the face of the earth. Now, I read a good quote this morning from St. Thomas More, and he said, "You must not abandon ship in a storm because you cannot control the winds. What you cannot turn to good, you must at least make as little bad as you can." And I thought that was good pragmatism, because sometimes you're in a situation where there's not many good choices, but you want to take the choice that's the least bad. And I looked at that, and I thought about Trump, and here we go. He's a Trump fanatic, whatever people want to say. But in almost every way when Trump was president, during bad times and good times, he always tried to do good, but sometimes he couldn't, but he did less bad. And you're seeing with Biden, you're seeing just direct bad, just going in a bad direction.
Yeah, no question about that.
Yeah, Trump was, you know, always being like, you know, fought against by everybody, tooth and nail, his own party, his own administration. I mean, look at Milley. I called in once, and I should apologize to Trump for this. I called in during the Black Lives Matter thing, all mad at Trump for not doing anything. Now I find out that his Justice Department wouldn't do anything. His military wouldn't do anything. There was open rebellion. I mean, he could have declared them all in treason, but who would he get to arrest anybody? You know, so, you know, even the thing I was mad at him most at the time turned out to be, and then I hear about Julian Assange and Robert Barnes, or one of, I think his name's Barnes, was there, and he said Trump wanted to pardon him, but that Mitch McConnell and the Rhinos said that you're going to get impeached. We're all going to go with impeachment if you pardon Assange. I mean,
I was not aware of.
And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, they call him, why didn't he, you know, say lock up Hillary, which to me, he said right away, first of all, he never said he was going to. He just let the chant came from the people. But he tried. He asked that right away. The Department of Justice's people said, no, we can't do that. He did look into it. So it's an example of when you can't steer to the good, sometimes you got to steer to the less bad. And in situations like that, Trump was brilliant. And that's why so many people that call in, really, I don't think they've ever been in a position of authority or anything, because they don't know what it's like to have people stabbing you in the back and running you down, and the jealousies and the pettiness, and to go against the deep state, which is hence the deep state. You know, and one other thing, that Frank called in and said, why would anybody kill Ivana? And, you know, I was on a ship one time, and I was invulnerable. They couldn't get to me. I didn't really care. I had my money, you know. But they couldn't get to me, but they started going after everybody that I liked, you know. They went after the cadet because they knew they couldn't get to me, so they screwed with my friends, you know. And that's the way real demonic minds work. And that's why I think that, you know, to Frank, who says they'd never, what about going? Why would they even think of going? It's a way to, you know, you go for the weak target sometimes when you're going up against a guy that really can fight you, you know? So I wanted to, I'll leave it at that. I've taken enough of your time, and I appreciate you letting me rant. I appreciate
okay,
it a lot.
Well, you know, thank you for the phone call. We're going to have to take a break for commercials. We still have some open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the Rotating Sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Working two jobs ends never seen.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hey, I think it's safe to say that if Trump was in office, we wouldn't have the Ukrainian war and all this repercussions.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good observation.
Right. Victoria Nuland was the keystone in all this. She's the main driver.
Yeah, wherever Victoria Nuland goes, war follows.
Exactly right. And for that reason alone, I think it's worthwhile to side with Trump versus Biden or anybody else. Because that's the biggest obstacle towards world peace right now is this whole war in Ukraine and everybody shilling and pushing for it. You know,
yep.
Do you recall the movie Apocalypse Now?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely thought it was a brilliant film.
Yes, it was. It was a masterpiece, matter of fact. And it's mostly held up as an anti-war movie, but I believe it's also an anti-life. And it gets back to the main character who goes off in the jungle, Colonel Kurtz. He wrote a report to the Joint Chiefs of Staff concerning the state of the Vietnam War, and he wrote a frank assessment of it. They didn't like it, so they censored it. And then he found spies in his own camp that were causing a guerrilla raid, so he had them executed, and he was charged with murder, so he takes off. And he was just, he was an intelligent man that, more than a soldier, you know, like a soldier, poet warrior, that just couldn't take the BS anymore, you know? And the BS is being shoveled nonstop. I mean, I still see people shilling that, oh, 30,000 Russian soldiers killed in the siege of Kiev. It's baloney, you know? And the line just, the line's going to face the facts sooner or later. Russia's going to keep winning. And I saw this show today called Crosstalk on RT. And there's one associate professor of history from Tulane University, Mr. Logano. He closed with saying, once Putin reaches a point to where he's going to have victory in his hands, there's going to be a false flag. A false flag to draw in NATO and U.S. military forces.
Yeah, that's I agree with that theory.
They're not going to settle for a loss. They're going to pull the trigger on a false flag. That was at the very end of the show, and the other two guests plus the host were all shaking their head in agreement. I think that's a victory for our side, because 10 or more years ago, false flag was considered a kooky conspiracy theory.
Yes.
But we keep hammering at it, and showing that for what it is. So I kind of smile across my face. At least maybe we have some effect, you know, in the political spectrum.
Yeah, I think we are having an effect. I mean, you know, when you've got, you know, half of Americans think that Joe Biden's lying about Hunter Biden. Yeah, the American people are waking up. They're getting very skeptical. Trust in Congress is at an all-time low. Trust in the corporate media is at an all-time low. The independent media did that, and we're winning the mind. We're winning the war for the minds of America.
Yes, sir, we are. Well, I'm in a windy area, so it's probably interfering with my conversation. So thanks for taking my call.
Okay, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to start with Steve in West Virginia. Steve, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
No problem, Mike. The guy from had a good laugh. The guy from Japan was talking about going down to southern Spain and picking up properties for like 50 cents on the dollar. I have to wonder if he's ever been to southern Spain, because southern Spain is like Fresno. You couldn't pay me to live down there. It's over 100 degrees every single day in the month of July. It's ridiculously hot. I was in Seville last year for 6 days. It was over 95 degrees every single day I was there. So he can have southern Spain. It's inhospitable. All the Spaniards leave in the month of July and August and into mid-September and go elsewhere. But Mike, let me get to my other point, though. I want to echo what Joe has said, you know, about the people that voted for Biden. I run into them all the time. It's a lot of white baby boomers who didn't want to vote for Donald Trump because they don't like the way he talks. They don't like his usage of profanity. They don't like the way he talks about women. And you know, they pretty much gave the country away just to vote for a crook that's civil.
Well, again, we know that 2020 election was stolen, that Trump would have won an honest election. And, I don't think we need to blame the voters on this one. Yeah, some people genuinely voted for Joe Biden. But the fact of the matter is that had the election been honest, they would have been on the losing side, and Trump would have had his second term in office, which we're hoping to correct that in 2024. Anyway, Steve,
sure.
Stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. Okay, I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Steve in West Virginia. And Steve, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to hit on the last point real quick. About Hillary Clinton, you know, there's a lot of the drums beating about her right now. And, you know, I look at the Democratic Party and I see a lot of these progressive people. I just don't see any way they're gonna go for Hillary. I mean, she's by that time, it'll be 8 years since she collapsed on that street and they had to toss her into that SUV.
And then they got the double to go on out and say, I'm fine.
Yeah, and now she's going to be 8 years older than that, and she's going to run? I don't see it. How can you give me a scenario where Ocasio Cortez and a lot of these super liberal Democrats are going to go for that? I mean, I don't. Can you give me your thoughts on that?
I think Hillary is going to run, and just like they stole the election for Joe Biden, they're going to steal it for Hillary, unless we the people stop it.
No, but do you think she's going to get the Democratic nomination?
I think there's a good chance she'll get it. I mean, she knows where all the dead bodies are buried and how they got to be dead bodies. You know, the Clintons are basically untouchable. Yeah, I think she could get the nomination. You know, not because people like her, but because people are afraid of her.
Okay, Mike. Good talking to you, and I'll just get off. Let somebody else talk. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
With Hillary, you're right on the money with Hillary. I don't know if you remember, but when Bill was the president, they made a guy named Cliff Livingstone, okay, the head of security at the White House. And it
was
Filegate. He broke into the FBI files, and they got the dirt on 900 politicians, Democrats and Republicans. So Hillary is untouchable. Mike, a caller earlier, and he mentioned that I don't believe that the deep state knocked off Ivana. I mean, you know, she was 30 years ago they got divorced, a couple wives
yes.
ago. I don't think that's a big factor, truthfully, okay?
I don't either.
You know, I think she actually fell down the stairs. That's what one of her friends said. That was probably what took place. You know, Mike, if I had gone to Washington and I was going to pick my cabinet, you know, and people got to check out that one-on-one meeting when he came out of that meeting with Obama. They were there for an hour and a half, Mike. You know, the body language expert said, yeah, he became fearful of something. I really think he was compromised at that time. And I think that's why I remember Alex Jones saying, well, they're going to fight the deep state, because people were saying, well, look who he's bringing in. You know, these guys here, they're part of the deep state. And now it's just, well, you got to, you know, fight fire with fire. So he's bringing an agent, which was a crock. You know, Mike,
yes.
If I went to Washington, I would have brought in Tucker Carlson, Pat Buchanan, Alan Keyes, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Cynthia McKinney, honest people from both sides that would actually work for the betterment of the people and for the betterment of the government. Now, I today sent an email to my congressman, okay, and I said, will you initiate an investigation, and let's find out who Jeffrey Epstein's clients were. How come these people are all protected? We don't hear about any of them. We know Bill Clinton was there, and I
yes.
believe Hillary was there, you know what I mean? But nothing happens to these people. So I sent him an email. I didn't get a response yet. I'm going to send him one more tomorrow. If indeed I don't get a response then I'm going to write to the local newspaper, okay? And I would suggest people, if everybody just said, send an email. Take 2 or 3 minutes to your congressman, okay? It's pretty easy to do. And just say, hey, you know, how come these people are getting away with everything? You know what I mean? Is there two sets of justice in this country, one for the rich and one for the rest of us? You know, and that's the way it appears, Mike. I mean, you know, how come nobody on NBC or CBS or ABC, how come they don't get some of these people out here? Let's get Barrett out there, Garland, and say, hey, how come, who are these people? Who are these clients? How come nobody else, you know, stopped with Ghislaine? Why don't we get more people here? We know that there was people going down there all of the time. Let's pursue this. Let's find out who these people were. But I think, Mike, a lot of them may have been involved in the media and in the government. And, you know what I mean? It's a shame that they're getting away with this. But if I was a congressman and I got a half a dozen requests of people saying, hey, why don't you start an investigation? You know what I mean? And let's see, you know, let's get Ghislaine up there or some other people, and let's find out who these people were. I mean, without these people, Jeffrey Epstein wouldn't have a business. You know what I mean? And, you know,
yep.
Bill Barr waited 2 weeks, okay? They went into his Manhattan, Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan offices, and they grabbed his computers. They waited 2 weeks before they went into Pedo Island. And by the time they got down there, everything was cleaned out. And I
yes.
truly believe that Epstein was an agent for Israel. Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think Epstein, people wonder where he got all his money. Well, I think it was furnished by Israel. You know, he was a smart guy, you know, I guess. He didn't get out of college, but he was supposed to be a math whiz. You know, now, he had a job. Bill Barr's father ran a school. I forget what school, Laborton or something. It was like a fairly prestigious school, and he brought him in to teach. You know what I mean? And Bill Barr did a terrible job. I had an argument with a guy in a local station here. Oh, Bill Barr. I said, why didn't Bill Barr go after, Hunter's laptop? He said, oh, they were already investigating Hunter when he got there. Now, they were investigating Hunter before Barr got there. Barr got there in December of 2019, and they were
yeah.
investigating Hunter. It started in February. But they were investigating Hunter for tax purposes and financial reasons. You know, that laptop came up in December. Barr was there. Barr didn't pursue it. Barr said, oh, there was no corruption. He didn't see the widespread corruption that would change the outcome of the election. You know, I
yeah.
believe that Trump was forced. I think he was compromised early on. You know, I think he was well-intentioned. And I did vote for him again. I mean, who could vote for Biden? I mean, come on. He's an embarrassment to the world. I mean,
yes,
for
he
our
is.
Country, it's disgusting. You know what I mean? The guy doesn't know where he is. He, you know, he's going in different directions. He's talking and mumbling. And look, we got on deck if he goes. I mean, it's going to be brutal. I don't know, Mike. I don't think Hillary's any good, but boy, there's not many choices over there in that Democratic Party. But
no,
I just wanted to say, you know, you know, I have ripped into Trump, and people can call me up and bash me. You know what I mean? That's their prerogative. But you see the promises he made, the campaign promises. And one gentleman said that he never said he'd going to lock Hillary up. I remember during the debate, and she said something to me. He said, if I were president, you'd be in jail. And that was one of the big cheers when he went to the rallies. Lock her up, lock her up. Build the wall, build the wall. You know what I mean? How do we make out? But anyway, I won't, you know, beat a dead horse, Mike, but you keep up the good work. And, you know, I know the callers are trying to split on the Trump issue. I don't see why people don't give DeSantis a second look down there. To me, Mike, that guy stands up to all of them, the gay community, Disney, the entertainment world. You know what I mean? I just think DeSantis is the man, but we've all got our opinions.
Well, he's definitely up there in the polling. He's not as high as Donald Trump, but he's a solid second place. And Trump may decide to tap him as his running mate.
I don't doubt that. Alex Jones said that today. You know what I mean? He was talking to Barnes there, his lawyer, and they said that it'd be a perfect ticket, Trump, you know, and DeSantis. And then DeSantis knows that Trump can't run again. So after 4 years, you know, he could step up and run for the next eight, hopefully, if the people. But like you said, Mike, and you say it, you know, almost daily, if not daily, you know, if they steal the election, it doesn't care who we put up there. We know Trump got the shaft there. I mean, that's disgusting. And the media says the big lie, the newspapers around, oh, the big lie. Hey, it wasn't a lie. We saw what took place. You know what I mean? And Bill Barr pulled the rug out from under him right there and said, ah, it wasn't enough of that. You know, we're not going to look into that, you know. But anyway, Mike, I'll let you get going. Thanks for taking the call and have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Don, hello? Are you there?
James.
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing Don in Arizona. Don, let's see. Don, are you there? Going once? Going twice? Oh, who are we talking to now?
I think it's me, Pat in Fort Worth.
Ah, okay, yeah, we're on the wrong line here. Sorry about that, Don. We'll get to you next. Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm concerned that Fauci's going to get away with all this, so I think we should find somebody who will arrest him on trespassing charges, because every time I turn on the phone, it says, get your COVID. And every time I turn on the I quit the newspaper, I got tired of them saying it. And the radio stations, local ones, and everywhere, you got to get your Omicron. He's trespassed my life for years now. And, you know, we could keep him there at least a couple of years until we get all our legal things settled. I mean, that's what they did on January 6th.
Yeah, well, Fauci's obviously being protected. They basically caught Fauci and the CDC and the FDA engaged in outright scientific fraud, which can be criminally prosecuted. Nothing is being done.
Well, they don't have to give him, the cruel punishment they've given everybody else up there January 6th. But, I mean, he could live in luxury, but be guarded by all of those Marines who wouldn't take the clot shot, so he can't get out.
Yeah, entirely possible.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to laugh. I'm afraid he's going to get away with it. Yeah, even if people woke up. I know that doesn't sound too Christian, but you know what? The scriptures in the Bible says the enemies of God are they that would not the God rule on them, bring them forth and slay them. Hey, that's New Testament.
Yeah, a lot of violence in that Bible. Anyway, Pat, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I see BC scientists worked on the James Webb Telescope. BC meaning British Columbia.
Yeah.
Now, is that thing is not in an Earth orbit. It's actually in some kind of three-body orbit around the sun, am I right?
Well, it's orbiting one of the Lagrange points, which are these sort of gravity wells that exist between the Earth and the Moon. And I, when they said that's what they were going to do, I was concerned because the Lagrange points tend to be garbage collection centers.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Anything that falls into the, you know, there's a lot of debris there. And the James Webb Telescope has apparently suffered some significant damage from a meteorite strike.
Wow, already, huh? They say it's a million miles away from the Earth. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about correct.
But it's sitting in some kind of gravitational sink, like you said.
Well, it's actually orbiting the Lagrange point. It's not right in the Lagrange point, but they were hoping by orbiting the Lagrange point they wouldn't hit the debris. That didn't work out.
Yeah, well, if it's orbiting that point, it will be a candidate for getting hit by things going into the point. So.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
So what, we're out $13 billion now? Or
well, no, it's anyway. Still working. You know, it's just at slightly diminished capacity, but they're saying it's still working enough to accomplish the mission objectives.
But it says they want to keep that up there for 20 years, at least 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Bob, can I ask one more question here?
Sure.
How many electrical engineers and electronic technicians do we have to go around in the next 10 years, say, when things like the Hoover Dam blow up? What do we got for technical personnel? Do we have enough to go around?
I honestly don't know. You know, with our schools putting out, you know, people trained in gender pronouns and LGBTQ stuff, I don't know how we're doing on the science and engineering front, but we definitely need more tech people to keep our society running.
Well, this is my fear. I heard about that Hoover Dam incident yesterday, and I've been watching things around here, and I believe there's going to be a critical point where it could happen. We don't have enough technical people to fix things that should have been fixed 20 years ago.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Our entire country, you know, in its rush to spend on war, the government has allowed the nation to deteriorate. They're not maintaining what we already have. That's one of the reasons for the drought out west. You know, there was this huge water distribution system, and it's been allowed to crack and develop holes. It's only delivering about one-third of the water it did when it was brand new, but they haven't been maintaining it, and huge amounts of fresh water are simply being, you know, dumped into areas where it's not needed.
Now you got Lake Mead going down to the critical level.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is an issue. It's out of, like, Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. Really amazing.
Yes.
I'll let you go and talk to you again.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. All right. First and foremost, I was listening to your caller, Frank. And he's a knowledgeable person. But this whole thing, you know, I mean, we wouldn't know what we know now had we not burnt our hands on the stove. You know, Donald Trump was betrayed from the day that he got into office.
Yes,
and
he was.
I even think, dude, that the compromise, you know, happened even before meeting Obama. Remember when Donald Trump, dude, was the nominee, you know, for the Republican Party, and he went to meet with Henry Kissinger, and then all of a sudden, you know, Mike Pence came? You know, Trump didn't even choose his vice president. Now, everybody's got to, you know, remember here, you know, that, you know, Pence was an olive branch from the deep state. You know, you take Mike Pence and we'll let you be president. Because if you remember correctly, you know, in the 2015, 2016, the Republican Party wanted Donald Trump to sign a pledge, dude, saying that he wouldn't go third party. That was his biggest mistake right there. He should have went third party. and said, hi, you know, I'm Donald Trump, dude. I'm your candidate. I'm the first American nationalist president. Boom. He would have taken everybody from the Republican Party because we pretty much, you know, gave the Bushites the finger, you know, in 2015. And there was a reformation of the Republican Party. The neocons that have been sitting in the woodwork, you know, while in the corner sucking their thumbs, dude, while Trump was president, have come out, dude, and stabbed him. And they're saying, we're going to reclaim the party and all that stuff. And I mean, that's what this is. So don't sit here and get confused by this, because a neocon is as good as a Democrat and all that stuff, right? As far as we're concerned, because we understand the bigger picture. Now, also, you know, like I've said, going back to, we had to burn our hands. You know, we wouldn't have learned. I mean, if there's any breakthroughs and back and forth, you know, amongst our doctors and scientists, it's on the right. It's not on the left. The left doctors, dude, are a part of the establishment. They're going with it. They're afraid to lose their licenses and all that stuff. Any, you know, conservative, dude, is for rugged individualism and learning about you. Yes.
Marco, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today here. We're talking with Marco in Alabama. And Marco, just sort of pick up where you left off, please.
Right. There was a reformation in 2015, you know, with the Republican Party. We decided that we are going to thumb our nose at the Jeb Bushes, and we're going to, you know, burn that $150 million dude that he got, and we chose somebody with more grit. The end of the picture is this, guys. Is that in the grand board of chess, no, that's a, there's only a few more moves left. I mean,
yes.
You know, you are right, you know, with your call when you said, dude, that Hillary Clinton's going to try to run again, but she's not going to be popular, so she's going to be stagnant, dude, with the Democrats. So people, you're going to cause, dude, the millennials, dude, to go back home, which means, dude, that if you get off of your butt, we are going to beat them. And you know, this whole thing, you know, has been about learning to fight as an American, learn your rights, learn your constitution. A lot of us went to public school. A lot of us, you know, seen, you know, that they sat here and talk about America being, you know, a democracy instead of a constitutional republic. A lot of people did not know a lot of this stuff. People didn't know, dude, how bad the vaccines were. People, I mean, all of the scientific breakthroughs as it pertains, dude, to health and surviving the vaccine happened because it got forced through. And they, the globalists, were planning on a top-down integrated economy. They were going to lock us down for 10 years. And we've thrown the globalists back to the point, too, where they had to sit here and rush everything forward. And people are saying, oh, my God, dude, this is really happening? Oh, my gosh, dude, this is crazy. And things like that. These are the people, dude, that you guys and all of us who sit here and listen to this program need to make sure, dude, that they go out and vote and all that stuff, man.
And
now,
keep an eye,
you know,
on the polling places. We've got to fight the election fraud. If we don't have honest elections, we don't have a country. Anyway, Marco, we're almost to the end of the show. I want to sneak in one more phone call. Andy in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike. At 2024... I doubt we're even going to make it there at the rate we're going. And 2022, I really think there's a good chance we're not going to make it there. And if we do, it'll be fraud and whatnot anyway. This is the program outside of the American government. This is a program outside of the American people. This is something that's worldwide and everything that's going on right now. I mean, by the end of this fall or by the time we get to fall, we're going to realize that our spring crops weren't brought in. We're going to realize that the food shortage is heavier. We're also going to realize the gas is shortage. I mean, Biden was supposed to run his mouth off today about how he's going to make himself a dictator and he's going to get rid of all of these oil permits and whatnot and shut down our net export of oil and whatnot. I mean, all of this stuff is going on. The problem that we have in this country, Mike, is that people are looking for other people to solve their problems.
You're right. That is
the
big problem. You know, if there's going to be a heaven or hell here on earth, we're going to have to be the people who build it. And people need to take direct action and get involved and not wait for a hero to ride across the horizon to save them. Anyway, listen, Andy, we are at the end of the program. And thank you very much for the phone call. And we should be hearing some music here any second. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repelem with Dennis Wise and Dave Gaharry are going to be taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. You are helping us through these very, very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.